is Brian Garrity, the Big Daddy Radio Hour. Here, your host. We are on our third to the last show on ESPN 1700. But, you know, all good things going out on a high note. And we've gotten so much write-ins and emails at brian@bigdaddyradio.com. We appreciate all the love that we're getting from everybody. And listen, the show, we are retiring it so that we can do other exciting things.
Definitely.
Right? Wes Shaw is here from RPM Mortgage today. Mortgage rates are at an all-time low today for this year, anyways.
Glad to be here, and yes, they are.
Okay, so I'm glad that you're here with us. But going back to the show, so we'll get the housewives out in the beginning and at the end, but we did get confirmation from our favorite housewife in Orange County. Both Eddie and Tamara will be on the show next Wednesday at 1 o'clock straight up, so you don't want to miss that. I'm sure the Twitter world will be abuzz when they know that they will be on the show. Because we know with Marisol, everybody went crazy. The last time Tamara and Eddie were on, everybody went crazy. So we want to make these last couple of shows really great for you. Angela's got one of those reverse 911 alerts for her house. So
Carlsbad fire, yeah.
Yeah, this fire is crazy in San Diego, folks. I'm telling you.
Definitely. I mean, I was just watching on the TV that's in the office there, and they were showing how the Bernardo fire was just going to be, it was just a little tiny fire, it was going to be put out, no big deal. And
they really did start like that.
Yeah. The news anchors are just like, oh yeah, it's in the gorge there, and it'll be put out. And then when I came back in the evening, it was 800 acres and 5% contained. It was wild.
That is craziness. And it's up where a lot of the big dollar homes are. So that's kind of where it started. Forest Ranch kind of jumped over. It didn't jump over the freeway. It actually went underneath the freeway. But if you watch and listen to other media outlets, they'll be telling you that it jumped over the freeway. No, folks, it went underneath the freeway, and it's scary. I mean, you're talking about some high dollar real estate that's out there. And what started out as a small little brush fire has turned into this crazy, crazy, crazy fire. And we're really sending out all things positive for anyone who may be impacted or inflicted by this fire. It's just a scary thing.
I think it's a good time to revisit what your disaster plans are. I mean, so few people ever prepare for the day that a disaster strikes.
I agree.
Very ill prepared. So I think it's a good time to take pause and realize that you need to take the time to set up that plan and of action of what you're going to do in the event of emergency so that you're really ready to go and ready to tackle that and not leaving, you know, very important personal belongings behind. You know, or maybe set up a plan to create more defensible space around your house, you know, plan some more ice plan along those canyons, do everything that you can to protect your house, which is most likely your greatest asset.
Well, I was just on the Mr. Credit Hour with JJ. We had a great show. He did a great job as always. And we were talking about some of these issues with the fire and what can people actually do to help protect themselves and insulate themselves. And like you said, creating a defensible space, which you can elaborate on that. I mean, sometimes in these newer home developments, they're doing that for you. But maybe if you're in a more established neighborhood like Scripps Ranch or
Talmadge, Kensington, yeah, where the canyons there, and
right,
everything, you know, make sure that you have, you know, a good amount of room between you and that canyon so that the brush isn't backing up right up to your house, and you make sure that you have somebody there that's going to help clear it out or get somebody to clear it out for you. It's worth the investment, you know, to spend that little bit of money and have a little extra peace of mind. And I know you probably brought up our friend Jim's invention,
yeah,
the ember deflectors.
Yeah, Jim's cosmetic ember deflectors.
Because most of the fires that burn houses down, it's not the actual flames of the fire. It's the actual embers that are floating through the air and go into the eave holes and the ventilation holes that are in the roof and the gables of your house in order for your attic to be ventilated. And they just pop right in, and that's how your house ends up getting burned down. So in the event of a fire, you really want to make sure that those holes are covered up and protected. And I know that Jim had come up with a really neat device that people could install into their homes to instantly and pretty quickly protect those and get those blocked. I think you can go to emberdeflectors.com. angieandrew.com. I think
right,
there
Angie
is,
will
check
be
it
here
out.
And she'll firm up all that stuff for us because, you know, it is Angie's husband. And yeah. She does have a stake in the outcome, which, you know, and her husband, just like her, just a very intelligent, smart guy. But this ember deflector, he saw the need for it when they were evacuated from another one of their houses. This is, you know, years ago.
Right.
I don't know if it was the 07 or 03 fires.
I think it was, yeah, 07.
Yeah, okay. So then, but he saw the need. The fires are not starting. Because when you watch the news and you see the flames, I think people are thinking like the flames are jumping.
Big, scary flames, yeah.
Right. The big, scary flames. But that's not really what's starting the fires that burn the houses down. It's right. The embers that float through the air, that get into the eaves, that get into your house. That's where the fires start. People right. don't realize that. So, you know, you're saying for these people that are having to evacuate, can you imagine how scary that would be, though? You have your animals, for those people that do.
Oh, gosh,
but,
yeah.
I mean, what would be your plan? I mean, it really makes you take stock in your life because you've got to figure out, okay, we have to evacuate.
Right.
In this case, although it's an emergency, people may have a little more time to decide, you know, what they're going to evacuate or not. But I think having an evacuation plan matters.
Definitely.
I don't think I ever thought about it until we started really sitting here talking about it today. Like, what would we take with us? What are the things that matter? What would you say is willing to be left behind?
Legal documents, you know, your birth certificates, passports, marriage, you know, different official legal documents that you want to carry along. And most of all, you know, those invaluable family photos and heirlooms and things that just could not be replaced. I mean, you can go down and get another copy of a birth certificate from the county's office, right. But you can't go and replace, you know, that picture of your family that was taken years ago.
But I think that's why it's so important that people decide, okay, where is my priority list? What is it that is going to matter? But I think if you don't have a plan and you're reacting to the reaction rather than being proactive, and that's in anything, folks, we talk about. But really, when you're reacting, you're scared. I think you're acting out of fear. You're probably... If you had a plan in place, and I'm admitting I don't have one until we started talking about it today, I thought you just never know. And we live on a canyon.
Yeah.
And we live on a canyon. So having one would probably make sense.
Definitely.
I mean, I remember the Normal Heights fires back in the 80s, not dating myself or anything. But I was a youngin', though. I was a youngin'. But I remember that fire spreading all on that canyon back on Kensington and Normal Heights and those houses going. I mean, it was a very, and I was headed down to the beach that day, and it was a weekend, and I just remember it so prolifically, the canyon fires burning, and just being that close, you got to have a plan of action.
Definitely.
And I do want people to check out ember deflectors. Interesting, we were going to have Jim on the show today because of the fires and everything happening, and I reached out to Angie, and she's like, oh, he's going to be at a fire conference tomorrow. Isn't that kind of weird?
It is. Yeah.
I mean, it's just kind of like, who would have thought, you know, small world, that he's ending up being at a fire conference on the day when down here we're having these major fires happen.
Yeah, but definitely want to make sure you have your phone numbers listed with San Diego's reverse 911 system so that they are able to get in touch with you and get that information out to you when it's needed most, so that you get those evacuation notices as soon as possible, so that you have as much time as possible to gather together your belongings. You can go to the city's website and sign up for that for free. I know that they were using that to take care of the evacuations yesterday with the Bernardo fire. So that's something that's important that you want to do. And, you know, it's just, you got to plan out for these things. I mean, like, it's like going to the airport and not having packed or doing last minute packing. You're in the car on the way there and you're just like, shoot, did I or didn't I?
There's probably a lot of that. I really feel for those people that are in this evacuation mode that have these, you know, and it doesn't matter the dollar amount, but you're looking at pretty prime real estate that's all kind of in jeopardy right now. So not having a protection plan, not knowing what to do, not wanting to evacuate, you know, they're evacuating you for your safety. There's people I know that will not evacuate or don't want to evacuate. If you look at historically some of the fires we've had in the past that have actually got into the neighborhoods and people have lost their houses, many people that have lost their houses. I mean, you have to take this stuff seriously.
Oh, definitely.
So, you know, that reverse 911 thing, how does that work?
So you just go to the city's website and you can just put in your cell phone number. You can put in your home phone number. I think you can list a couple different numbers on there and register them. And then when the city ever, if there's ever an emergency in your area,
right,
then they can alert you to the fact that, you know, there may be some evacuations taking place, or there may be some vital information. Like I remember when the power shut down, when that electrical, we had that big electrical grid failure.
Yeah, a couple years ago.
You know, the water treatment plants went out, and so the water was bad, and people were not to drink the water. And I know I stocked up our garage with a bunch of water bottles after that. You know, just trying to get us prepared and things like that. But you definitely want to make sure that you're well informed. You know, keep a little radio with some extra batteries so that you can use that in the event of power failures. It's really important. And I know that there are tons of resources out there that'll provide several different lists and tools that you can use to make sure that you are prepared in the event that you have an emergency.
All right. So, I mean, that's something for people to be aware about. I wonder how they got the numbers, because so many people are on the do not call and this. So you've got to be proactive and go to the city's website, and then you decide what numbers to give them. They just don't have every. I don't know why they call it a reverse 911.
I think they have the house numbers, but you can actually register your mobile number so that they can send you text messages, text alerts, and reverse 911 calls on your cell phone.
And so many people are opting out of landlines, which is a whole nother. I just think, like, and it might be old school of me, I still like having that landline in the house. You just never know. I mean, yes, the cell phones are great, and it's a beautiful technology, and it gets us, you know, way ahead of where we were 20 years ago. But I still, for some reason, like Ma Bell. I like to have that phone in the house that's connected to AT&T. Just very old school of me, but and I rarely use it, but it comes in handy.
Yeah, the power goes out. What are you going to do with a portable phone?
Right, no, I know. You get it. All right, folks, you're on the Big Daddy Radio Hour here on ESPN 1700 AM. We're here every Wednesday at 1 o'clock. At least through May, and then we'll be retiring this really great show and doing some really awesome things, and you will find all of that. I can't even talk straight. We'll be right back, folks. You're on ESPN 1700 here with Brian Garrity. Let's talk to you in a minute. No, we're back when we hear Brittany in the background. That's right. We're next 2 weeks anyway. You're on ESPN 1700, the Big Daddy Radio Hour, going out on the top.
Yes,
so
we are.
People know. But we are here. Angela's back.
I got here. I'm so happy.
We've been worried about you.
Wow.
But
it was shocking,
we
really.
We were talking about you and your husband.
Oh, we were driving to the studio, and we could just see billowing clouds of smoke. Just rising up over the landscape off in the distance.
Well, it was crazy because I live up in Carlsbad.
Right.
And frankly, I just came from my house because I had to scoop up my kids and bring them to the... They're sitting here in the radio station because I had to. Because I had to. That's
Mama
why I'm
Bear.
Late. I'm sorry, guys. But
takes precedent.
I thought you'd understand.
Definitely.
But all morning I had errands in the Carlsbad area. And so I'm going north on 5, and I see something around Pendleton, and then I'm done with something with one of my children, some tutoring he had, and then we're going south, and then I'm seeing something over in Aviara, and then it's prom, so we were getting a tux. At Men's Warehouse.
There
a little
go.
Plug,
like
love that.
Warehouse. Yeah.
And then they have the TV on, and then all of a sudden they're talking about Bressy Ranch, which is literally my neighborhood.
Yeah, it is.
So, yikes. Yeah, it's a little scary. So I had to do the Mama Bear thing. But wow, does this fit what my husband is doing?
Right, the ember deflectors. We were talking about that before we went to break. Fill us in more. Give them good contact info.
Okay.
The whole story.
You know what? Why don't I start with a story and then give people all the info.
Yeah, and this is good.
So in the 07
So she clarified
fires,
that. Wes was right. I said 03. Wes said 07. So
07.
Wes gets a point.
So that was the inception of my husband's idea. And I got a phone call from a wonderful friend who lived in another town. And she goes, geez, I think there's... At 4 in the morning, woke me up and I went downstairs. I turned on the news and there were fires kind of crawling up our... It, not... in my neighborhood yet, but kind of getting close. So right around 6 o'clock, we got the reverse 911. I very calmly woke up my husband and the kids, and he gets on a ladder and starts putting like 2x4s or something, some boards over our e-vents. The e-vents are the holes that ventilate your attic space.
Right.
And it's code.
Yeah, this is explained. This is good, this part.
Yeah, and it...
I was calling the eaves. It's the eaves.
Yeah, the eave vents. Yeah. Eave
holes. Okay, well, I just want to make sure. So
the roof.
Other people
and
like
gable vents
that don't get it.
As well. Right, right. Okay. So he's up there. I'm like, dude, do you think we could get some hard drives? Do you think we could get some like our paintings, our kids, our animals? And he's like, this is what I got to do. And then since then, and that was 7 years ago. A little less than 7 years ago.
Fire.
That was a terrifying fire, and it lasted a long time, and it bounced all over the place. And the bottom line is he engineered a beautiful device. I'm so proud of him, called the Ember Deflector. We're no more than a week to 2 weeks. We're really close to launching a crowdfunding campaign. I mean, he's already engineered it. We have a patent pending. There's, and we do have some product available. We've actually manufactured locally some of the product that's literally sitting in our garage, and we could slam these on home. So, guys, if anybody needs these, let me tell you how you can contact. Also, you can go to YouTube just if you want to know a little more about it. Look up Ember Deflector. And you'll see some of our newer videos that shows what can be done to protect your home and your family and valuables. Hold on.
Definitely, because most of the fires that burn down homes, like we were talking about before, it's not
the flames.
Not the flames.
Well,
the
forensic, you're absolutely right. And that's what a lot of people don't realize. It's interesting because you look for my home and I can see flames and it's on the other side of the street. And a lot of people would say, that's not a problem. It's actually a huge problem because these wind-driven embers are what get sucked into these e-vents and set your house on fire from the inside out. And I'll tell you, when firefighters go by your home and they see that your home is on fire inside out, they pass your home because they know your home's gone. And they go to the next home.
Wow.
So it's not the fire front. You look at all forensic, and you know, obviously with my husband doing his invention, we've done a lot of research on this. And you look at the forensic work that's been done, majority of the homes burned down from embers going in these vents, which is what
motivated. It was like that fire that started yesterday when we were getting ready to go to work.
Yeah.
It was like this minor thing up by one of the new developments in Forest Ranch. And then at 5 o'clock last night, it was like only 5% contained. It turned into this huge fire. It's like what you're saying. It's
right.
These embers floating in the air. It's very scary.
So I have to tell you, we just revamped our website because we kind of have the new and, over 7 years, we've got the newer, the better version of Ember Deflector. And to get ready for our crowdfunding, it's going live today. I don't know if it's live at this moment, but it is going live today, our new website, which is emberdeflector.com. You can go, like I said, go on YouTube and you can pull up our videos or call my husband, Jim.
Get hooked up. Now's the time.
888-267-4795. 888-267-4795.
Excellent.
You're hearing it from the source there. So, and it's too bad. I mean, the gym's up at what is he?
Oh, I know. Well,
he's
at a huge fire conference.
So weird.
Yeah. So I've been texting him vigilantly over the last couple of hours.
It's got to be the talk of the convention or the conference.
Yeah.
So the Bressy Ranch being your neighborhood, could you see flames from where your house?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, geez.
Mm-hmm. Right out the window.
Oh boy.
You know, the thing we were talking about, and you have experienced this more than once now.
I know.
So do you have to be evacuated from your house?
I don't know yet. I don't know because I'm kind of raced down here to be with
you
guys.
That is awesome. But
I don't know.
Tell me, so we were talking about like how people, like you
the
just
reverse.
Don't have the escape plans in place. Like when you're really evacuating, your house could burn down. What do you take?
Disaster readiness.
Well,
I mean, it's just something I never really thought about until today and being close.
Living
as
beings come first.
Right.
Obviously.
Right.
You know, and I think it's different for everybody. Not as far as that's concerned. But to me, just the most valuables, we'd probably take our safety deposit box, which has all of our critical papers in it.
But that's an important tip, folks. Right? Put all your stuff in like a safety deposit box.
That based on the 07 fires. We didn't have one prior to that.
But that's what I'm saying. This made us so anxious.
Yeah. Learn from Angela.
No, I'm serious. I hope I'm helping.
Yeah, definitely.
Because I think having been through it and having actually had to evacuate and actually have to think like, oh my God, we might lose our house and we raise our kids in.
How easy it is for everyone to procrastinate.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Sorry to say.
It's so true. But you know, and I think that if you're not prepared, and I think a lot of people are, and it's not to diminish anyone. I mean, we can't think of everything all the time and crises hit us. You know, I think maybe ask yourself, what can I not live without? Like, what would break my heart? And it might be one painting. It might be one blouse that was given by your aunt who passed away. I mean, whatever it is, seriously. But you don't have to grab everything.
Right.
We can. I got to tell you, I've moved twice over the last few years. I have purged and given away, and I miss nothing that I've given away.
But I think that part's interesting because we're moving. So, next week, and we keep doing that one a whole lot. We're going to purge every
let
time.
Her go, so, let her go.
Yeah, that's the healthiest thing. I think that's the healthiest thing.
I know. And it was a little anxiety provoking because I'd get into a space where I was like, okay, bye-bye. Getting rid of this, getting rid of that. And
wait a minute.
And I'm like, oh, maybe I'm going to regret this, right?
No, not one bit. Well, we had
not
a pile of books, and I was going to take him out to the recycle bin. I'm like, why am I throwing these away? And it's like, I'm not a hoarder, but I'm just saying it's one of those things where, like, I was having the weird, like, am I going to ever need this again? Or should I pass this to somebody else? Or who the hell's going to want it? I mean, honestly.
And they weren't books that could be donated.
No, they were outdated. Outdated real estate books and just silly stuff. But it's stuff that is. I wanted to let go of it. But as I was at that trash bin, I was like, what if I need? Well, I don't even know what the heck I would need it for. But it just, I had that pause and trying to move and get ready to move. A purging is always a good thing.
Yeah.
But it really is a hard thing. It is, but it's refreshing. Once you get the courage to do it, it's just
I like the courage. And we're not talking about hoarding. We're talking about different because I don't want people to think like, oh, we're underneath a bunch of papers. Although it feels like at times.
Well, do you know what's really sad is I read an article and I didn't read the whole article, but I think someone passed away in La Jolla because she there was a fire and she was in a very, very cluttered home and she had a lot of things that could ignite with exactly.
That's scary. That's why with like moving and talking real estate and all that kind of stuff, one of the other plans, not only just from evacuating, but from like just a moving standpoint, is getting. And they even have people now that you can hire if you can't do it yourself.
They do. I mean, if
you're too busy working, I think with us, we're pretty streamlined, except for when it comes to like the papers. It's like we're always putting them in a file. Okay, but deal with that. Put that in the 2012 box. Put that in the 2013 box. And it's just
I think that's common. Yeah. That's a common problem.
Yeah. And I'm one of those people that's afraid to go like to e-statements.
I know.
Like it's like go paperless. I'm like, it's always so tempting sounding, but then I always feel like, no, I want that. I want that piece of paper. Yeah, what is that about?
Okay.
Many things. Many dysfunctions.
It's going to take us the whole next
peel back
15.
The layers of that onion.
We better do a break first.
No. I was a little anxious doing it with Nordstrom. Like Nordstrom Rack, I go in and they go, do you want to do? And I love the idea of paperless. I actually love it. So I wanted to support that. And what was really awesome was once I had the gut, whatever the guts is about, and we can talk about that another time. It was great because I had a return. All I had to do was whip it up on my phone. Boom. And they took it back.
I love that.
It versus losing. Guys, how I lose my receipts
all the time. Are you kidding? Nothing's worse, though, than thinking you've lost something. Yeah. Then you're going to move and you're going through your stuff and then there it is. And it's like, I look for this thing for 2 days.
Have a gun.
Or you just swear it's at your office at work, yet it's been at your office at home the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways, the trials and tribulations of the real estate radio host, psychologist, loan officer, the fun of the day that we're having.
Right.
But we have to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about these fires that are going on. We'll talk more about ember deflectors, and we'll talk more about letting go and kind of what that holding on process is about. Mm-hmm. All right, folks, we'll be right back. This is Brian Garrity with Angela Moskovitz and Wesley Shaw on ESPN 1700. Be right back. Here on ESPN 1700 AM. I'm Brian Garrity, your host, here with my other host, Dr. Angela Moskovitz, talking about the fires that we are experiencing here in San Diego. We also have Wesley Shaw from RPM Mortgage. We touched base early in the show, Wes, about mortgage rates being the lowest they've been this entire year. Is that correct?
Yeah, the rates have come in low. There's been a few economic reports that have come out that have been a little less than expected by the analysts, a little less than expected. And we also have the conflict that's going on right now with Ukraine and Russia and everything that's going on over there that's kind of artificially, you know, pushing rates down because people are making safety trades and investing in bonds and just wanting to keep their money safe while not knowing what's going to go on with those economies and the global economy on a larger scale. But other than the rates and stuff, back to the fires and everything, you know, I always encourage my clients to get in touch with their insurance agents and make sure that they have sufficient coverages on their house, because I did have recently two clients that did buy new homes that, you know, the insurance that came with their townhouses was more than sufficient to cover them for their loan. However, it didn't include any contents coverage. And that just blew my mind that they were able to just provide those declarations pages and get their loans. But then yet here they were moving into a house thinking that they're covered, but they don't have contents. They don't have fire. They don't have liability or anything like that. So definitely always a good time to check in with your agent if you haven't in a while. Make sure that your coverages are set at the appropriate levels, you're comfortable with the deductibles if there's any change in your financial position or in what you've accumulated as property. Definitely.
Correct. So it's important
Great
about
advice.
The, it's important about the insurance too.
That's right.
Because we were talking about the things people don't plan for.
Right.
And regardless of how many fires we've been through here in San Diego.
I know.
Isn't it weird how when something like this happens again, how it becomes the big, like, oh my God, what are we going to do? And you would think that we would all have kind of kept learning from these fires that keep happening.
Right.
But it seems like the years go by enough. We get enough space in between like 07 to whatever. Because I'm trying to think between 07 and now if there's been another really big one. I don't want to discount anything. And if there is, I apologize. But really, 07 was really the last big historic mark that I can think of.
That was historical.
Right?
That was crazy.
So I'm just thinking like, and from that being so big and so crazy, impacting so many homes and so many lives.
Right.
Now we're back and people are out there asking the media, or the media is asking questions that you would think that people from the previous fires would have already been prepared for. But it's kind of like we forget and move on.
Out of sight, out of mind.
Right? I mean, doesn't that just happen in our regular lives?
I think it does. Yeah, I think that's very, don't you think that's a normal psychological phenomenon? Because if we stayed conscious to, I mean, global warming and, you know, issues in the Middle East. I mean, we
oh my goodness,
stood
we
or,
really
on
have
top
a breakdown.
Of, right, our own economy, our own, it would be overwhelming and we'd get pretty depressed and anxious and powerless. So I think it's our way of being proactive and feeling happy in our lives and moving forward. And, you know, I mean, it's our way of staying functional. But so, and I think too, especially in areas where you feel completely powerless or you don't, then you kind of put it to the back burner and allow professionals or in whatever industry. So in this, it would be the fire industry to manage that and protect you. And really, I keep getting back to kind of the embers, and I know, God, I feel like I'm really promoting my husband here.
Yeah, but it couldn't be more appropriate.
For those of you just tuning in.
But in all seriousness, what's fantastic for us right now is, like all small businesses, it's been really tough, really, really tough to get venture capital behind us. But the whole zeitgeist is changing around how to fund small businesses. And even since 2007, there's this whole new medium called,
crowdfunding.
The crowdfunding.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So we're going to launch on Indiegogo. So keep your eyes open.
So explain it more.
And I'm
it is.
So excited because it's going to give us, hopefully, the funds that we need to take this to the next level and get this out to the public, not just individuals here and there, which is what, and we've sold Ember Deflector, but really, really increase consciousness. And it goes beyond the Ember Deflector. We're not just doing that. We have many resources for people to protect their homes if they're unable to protect their home with Ember Deflector. That's the other thing. It's going to be a wonderful resource to help people.
And that would be taking action now.
Yes.
So that when this does happen again, and it will happen again.
Right.
We know that it will happen again. It just will. You could have that biggest asset for most people protected.
Do you want to hear the coolest thing?
I want to talk more about this crowdfunding.
Okay, I will share with you. I'll share that in a second. You got to get on Indiegogo or what is it called? Kickstarter?
Yeah.
Whatever.
There's cool little projects.
Really fantastic. I mean, I'll donate. Like, I'll just put $25 here or $10 there to fund something where you know you're supporting some small business and giving them a chance. Where in the past, a lot of these would just die out.
They have
because
everything
they
from,
just,
like, tech things to movies to music videos.
It's incredible.
All kinds
of
crazy
stuff. Well, I just supported Chelsea King's brother, actually, and this is on Kickstarter, is doing an amazing movie to help just protect children. And it's amazing. So, I mean,
we're behind
that.
We're behind that.
Tyler, I believe his name is Tyler King, and he's a senior now. So this is really, really meaningful. But yeah, or a little tech, I mean, and it's amazing what people are out there doing. And when I think about it, sometimes I go, oh my gosh, what if they weren't doing the crowdfunding, and what if this never came to market?
The next big thing. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Definitely. And for all you first droppers out there, usually when you donate some money, you get to be one of the first people that gets to sample the new technology or new gadget or whatever it is that you're investing in. You usually get, depending on the level of money that you donate, you get to have the experience of being the first one to use whatever it is that you're investing in or view it.
Actually, okay, so let's talk about that. It was really exciting. I mean, just the other night, four of our board members, we literally sat around our dining room table and started coming up with, what are our gifts? So, you know, at a certain level, we're going to give away a ladder that, like, if you're on the second floor, that you can put out and escape your home by hooking a ladder to your window. So we're going to do that. We're going to give a fire extinguisher for some, t-shirts, all kinds of
So people can get in on any level?
Products.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you can come in at a buck. You can come in at $5, $25. It all adds up, and it helps move it forward.
But then the people that come in on the smaller amounts, are they going to get
money? No, they're going to get a thank you and maybe a t-shirt.
Okay,
you come in at a higher level. Well, and you come at a higher level, you're going to get an Ember Deflector. You're going to get the product.
So the product itself is it ready? Like if somebody wanted to put one?
Oh, we have it in our garage.
Okay, so they're there.
Now, I will tell you, we do, I mean, and it's fantastic and it works, but our next model, and this is what the crowdfunding is for, is to get us to that next level, is we're going to be able to have an app so that if you're not home, you're at work downtown and you go, oh my gosh, there's a fire near my home. You're going to be able to, through your app, automatically close your Ember Deflectors. So we're really excited about
that.
The automated version.
Yeah, that's major. That's
anywhere in the world.
Just
boom,
done. I mean, you can run your life via apps now.
It's so cool.
I mean, it's so crazy. I mean, you can just do everything. You can turn on your air conditioning, get your security system. Those are all integrating into apps, which I find a little fascinating.
That was that was one of the things that I found was cool when I was on there. They had a lot of little gadgets that would automate things at home and tell you when, like, the plants need to be watered and stuff like that. that. And it's, it just connects you
to
everything.
It's just so great that the technology is out there right now. So it's just, that's how Ember Deflectors evolved over the 7 years. And we're really excited to get it out there now. I think also for the crowdfunding, I think Jim's also going to make himself available to either in person or Skype if you're too far away, and do an assessment of your home and give advice how to harden your home against fires. So that's going to be another gift that we're offering.
That's a big one. Not only do you have the person that created this.
Right.
So did Jim create it based off of, and then we'll go to break, but and we'll talk about it more, but he created it prior to 2007?
No. And it was literally the day we got the reverse 911.
But had he been researching about prior?
No.
It's just interesting.
Well, no, he's in construction.
I get it. No, I get
it. Keep in mind, he has a history of construction, machining, and engineering. That's right.
This came together.
And his college degree. Yeah. And his college degree was in information systems. So he was able to merge. So, and he does AutoCAD. So it was this kind of combination of, you know,
really
talents,
smart guy, putting all his talents to work. Yeah, that's true.
It just, ta-da.
All right, we got to go to break, and it's our last break for this Segway segment this week. But you're on the Big Daddy Radio Hour here every Wednesday through May on ESPN 1700. We'll be right back, folks. Hang in there. That's right. I think I did it again. We are on the Big Daddy Radio Hour. What am I going to do without my comeback with this one, which is my favorite, getting my vocals ready? We were going to have Angie sing. We got to have Angie sing before the show retires. Okay. We definitely have to sing before that. Okay. Next week, we have Tamara and Eddie calling into the show, which I'm excited about because it's been very difficult to, with their schedule, our show schedule, getting them coordinated.
Yeah.
But they both were like, we can do it next Wednesday. So that's going to be a fun call-in.
Awesome.
Wednesday at 1 o'clock. You can watch The Real Housewives of Orange County to catch up. They're on Monday nights at 9 o'clock, the new episodes. There's some new cast characters on there. I'm not sure how much Tamara can talk about and Eddie, but we'll see. We'll see when they call in. I'm sure they can't give away any good plot lines, but we can kind of see some things developing. So anyways, you know.
Awesome. Hey, I know.
You got it. Let's go back and talk about the Ember Deflectors, because today is all about fire prevention, and we're very lucky that to have Angela Moskovitz, who's our co-host, host, psychologist, married to Invention
Mr. Man.
Yes,
Ember.
Invention Man. Ember Deflector. It's emberdeflector.com.
Right. Yeah.
But talking about how these brush fires actually start through the eaves and through the embers floating in the air. Well, go ahead.
You know, my husband always says, you know, it's the Achilles heel of the home, these vents.
Right.
And people don't know. I have to tell you, I didn't even know I had these vents back.
I didn't even know.
It's just he's in construction, he knew.
And
the because of the ventilation system, it literally, there's this draft of like where it literally sucks in the embers.
Right.
So if an ember is anywhere near that, it will literally suck the ember into that space and burn your home inside out. It's scary. And so,
I'm said about the fire people, like if personnel see you're burning inside out,
they move on to the next house. They move to the next house.
Is it because they can't save the house?
Right.
Because it's already a foregone.
It's unsavable. Yeah. They have their checklists of, you know, what they're looking for, and they see it burning on the inside, they move on.
Oh, God, that would be tragic.
Scary.
Just heartbreaking.
Definitely.
You'll see those roads up in Scripps Ranch from the fires in 03, maybe, where they rebuilt all those houses, and you just know that somebody once had a house there.
And
not
rebuilt.
So long
ago. Have sprinklers in them now.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, definitely.
And ember deflectors is what they need to have.
Oh, I hope so.
We need to. Yeah. And they're going to be doing some crowdfunding. How can we get listeners involved in that? Do you know?
Go to Indiegogo.
Indiegogo.
And, you know, put in Ember Deflector. Yeah. And it'll be up within the next few weeks.
Okay.
We're just doing the final touches on it to make it really clear what we're planning to do with this, with their money. And we're so excited because we've just developed the product to a place where it's affordable And we've been able to integrate technological advances that just make it a superior product. And it's going to save homes, people, property. I'm so excited to get it out there.
I'm excited too. And I just think I hate that the timing is so right. I'm glad the timing is so right,
yeah.
But I hate that there's this kind of a tragedy.
I know.
Has anyone actually lost their home yet on this fire? I don't think so, right? I think so far they've been able to contain it. I don't think anyone's actually lost their house, but
not that I'm aware of yet.
I haven't seen anything. Yeah,
thank God.
But I know seeing it was only 5% contained last night was very disheartening.
Well, they also lifted the evacuations around just before 9 o'clock. Everyone was allowed to return to their home. So
right,
that
so it's a good.
But
sign.
Now we. But here's the thing. It's popping up all over the place. It is kind of reminding me of 07, and I hope it doesn't turn into that. I hope we're able to contain it. The weather's not helping. These winds are
They're crazy.
Horrible.
So we'll see what happens. But this is from yesterday's fires, but now we've got this whole new set of fires going on today. So
Carlsbad area today is today, right? That wasn't happening yesterday.
No. I mean, it literally happened
two
with
new ones today.
I saw the Pendleton as I was going north right around 10.
Yeah.
And then everything else happened right after that. So, and I mean, this is very recent.
These other fires of today are because of embers, more than likely, right? Embers
you
loading.
Know, I don't know. But I would speculate probably.
I mean, it would just be interesting to have. I mean, I know that you've got a lot of people that are in panic. This is a good thing to talk about. What do you do in an emergency?
Right.
What do you take with you? I think that you talking about having a safe deposit box, something that's kind of indestructible but movable.
Right.
Keeping your key documents together is so important. Because if I had to run into my house right now, you've been to my house, so you know it's like, but if I had to pull out the important things, I'd be like, Wes, where's the trust? Where's this? The stuff that I don't know if I would be able to find everything. It's there, but if you only had time, you had to leave. And we live on a canyon and we're moving to another house on a canyon. It's something we need to be thinking about.
You know, that's called the wildland urban interface. I have learned the terms.
Got the lingo.
I get the lingo. But it is. And it does. It just runs through these canyons. And the area in Carlsbad that I live, it's just one canyon to the next, to the next, to the next.
Another good resource for people are the local homeowners associations. I mean, even if you're not in a condo complex, usually the neighborhoods will have an association, depending, like there's the Talmadge Homeowners Association, Kensington, all the little neighborhoods around town.
Or all those like next door things that are popping up that are like mini Facebooks for the neighborhoods.
Right.
I think that's that's a good one for people to get involved in.
They'll
communities.
Have a committee.
Have you seen it? Do you guys have it for Bressie? They have like the next door community. It's kind of an interesting little thing.
It's like Facebook for neighborhoods.
Yeah, and so you talk about what's going on in the neighborhood,
and
it's not supposed to be solicitous in any way.
But it's informative.
Informative, so people knew. But I like that. The information aid working in our favor.
Exactly.
And getting to be a part of it, you know, that's the thing.
Right.
I want to know about that YouTube video.
What
Sally had done for you.
Oh, you're hilarious.
Have you done anything with it?
Well, not yet, because you know what, sweetie? What happened, just to share with the viewers. It's
a
little embarrassing.
I send it to some producers at The Voice.
It's so sweet.
You
know what? Mike, here's the thing. I love music. My children are getting older. I'm launching my music more than I ever have, but I have really been committed to being a mom and a worker bee and whatever, but this has been my passion my whole life. I used to do it more in the past, so I'm starting it up again. So these wonderful friends of mine who are directors and producers came to my home last fall, and they videotaped me just doing a bunch of my music because I've been just kind of advancing my music career.
Right.
And they're like, we got to get you on video. So they got me on video, but it wasn't, and anybody who knows about vocal recording, it has to be what we call mastered.
Yeah.
And it was in my living room with my mic where I perform. So the vocals are not
raw.
I mean, they're raw. They're not tip top.
They're good though.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah,
but
excellent.
Then Richard, bless his heart, great friend, for a surprise, because he did the video for Ember Deflector 2 while he was in our home, and we had a green screen up and we had all these cameras and crew. He said, it's a little embarrassing, but he said, you and Jim jump on your bed, get in bed, and I want to take some video.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
so,
yeah.
So he took some pictures of our hands, and he said, you know, give him a kiss and blah, 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 whatever. So then he, as a surprise, did this amazing video that he put into one of my songs, covers by Alicia Keys called Fallen. And so, yeah, it is up on YouTube. People can see it. It's
So is that?
But I'm going to go into the studio and do the vocals again.
Is that like one of your favorite songs?
It is one of my favorite songs. Yeah,
it's an intense song.
It's an awesome song.
Yeah,
I
mean, talk about.
Isn't it real?
Did she write? Yeah, yeah. Talk about somebody who really hit the mark. Yeah, I love that. That's what I love about that song.
Do we not fall in love, in and out of love with our partners?
I mean, I thought she really just really hit that on nail on the head kind of thing.
So thank you for sharing that. But I love it, and I'm just so. I think more than anything, really, is I love that it captures the love I have with my husband.
I know, that's
I'm
a good thing.
Oh my gosh.
Are you kidding? It's a powerful message in the video. And it's you guys. So like knowing you and then hearing the song, and then it made it put the song in an even different perspective.
Thanks.
Are you watching American Idol? I guess this is finals week, or they're down to the last three, the rocker dude, the one country kind of, I don't know if she's country, but then the one gal and then the other guy. I don't know. I know the other guy.
Bad
that was really descriptive.
Bad investigation.
That was really bad.
How about we talk about it next week?
Yeah, well, they have the rocker guy.
Rocker guy's awesome.
And
he's
they
fantastic.
Always love to have a rocker guy in there.
Yeah.
They always go far. He's got a great voice. He's got a good show. Kind of reminds me of Adam Lambert, only much different kind of the straight version. Let's put it that way. How do you like that? He's not
so cute.
Well, he's not as showy.
Well, but he's not as artsy.
Right. There you go. Showy,
Adam
artsy.
Lambert
there
is,
you go.
Yeah.
But he is a good rocker.
He's fantastic
rocker. And then the gal, she's got a really good voice too. And
she
got on. She is singing one of her own original songs.
She did.
Yeah. Okay. So I
love her.
So between it for me is those two. I feel bad.
Right.
One guy that's sort of like a Jason Mraz kind of knockoff. I really
enjoy him too, and I love that he's quirky and just so unique and fantastic. I don't know. My guess, my opinion is I don't think he's going to win. One never knows.
Right.
Adam Lambert didn't win, but he won.
I mean, he did, my guy.
I love him.
Yeah.
But I'm watching The Voice, you know, and I do love The Voice. And actually, to answer your question. I don't know. I'm hoping maybe I audition for The Voice next year.
I think you should.
Do
We're
it.
Behind it.
I gotta get my kids into college. I'm gonna rock it.
Yes. You get on The Voice. I have my reality show and it's all good.
Sweet.
Oh boy.
We
can
are you
follow
doing
everything.
All right, we gotta talk.
Wes is just
Oh boy.
He just doesn't understand how the world rolls.
And cameras
my
in
reality
life,
world.
Not so much.
I don't. Yes, it will make it even just that much more exciting and fun.
So he says.
Right? You can capture all the fun with the dogs and everything else and all these people, all the fun stuff. All right. So next week, remember, if you're watching Real Housewives of Orange County, we'll have Tamara and Eddie calling into the show at 1 o'clock. So
can I throw the number out one more time, sweetie?
So be sure to catch top of the show. Ember Deflectors, number?
888-267-4795. That's an 800 number. And it's emberdeflector.com.
All right. Great show today, everybody. Stay cool. Stay calm.
Stay safe.
Stay safe. Know we love you. And we'll be back, Big Daddy Radio, next week, 1 o'clock. Catch us. We're on our countdown. Talk to you soon.